and I'm certainly glad to be here. My name is Randy, and I'm a compulsive overeater. But first, I must make a confession. It may be stranger than fiction, but besides my food obsession, I suffer from a rhyming addiction. And so the way we'll spin it, for better or for worse, for the next 11 minutes, you'll hear my talking verse. Even though today I'm thin, I was headed toward a gruesome fate. So if you don't mind, I'll begin by saying I was once overweight, really overweight. Teach him on something. I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you how overweight I was. Let me disclose some dirt. I was really big, doggone it. I had a polo shirt with a real horse on it. I'll tell you, it was really bad. It was bad, embarrassingly. I sat on an iPad and it turned into a flat screen TV. I was as bad as it sounds. I was on the verge of being deceased. 25 years ago, I weighed 253 pounds, making me certifiably obese. I had a problem. I can't deny it. When I think back, it makes me cringe. For decades, I was on a nonstop diet. But then I started to binge. I don't mean to be crude, but my eating was over the top. I was consuming huge amounts of food and just couldn't stop. And I don't know if you can relate, but I became an exercise freak. To compensate for all the food I ate, I was running 40 miles a week. Food literally controlled me. These cravings were no gimmick. A dietitian told me I was an exercise bulimic. In 2002, knowing my behavior was self-defeating, I had no idea what to do, so I went to an OA meeting. From what I could see, they said there was a solution if I wanted. With big smiles, you all descended on me like a bunch of piranhas. You said I could conquer this monster. My obsession could be beat. You urged me to go get a food plan and a sponsor and tell him what I will eat. You told me to be tenacious if I wanted to relieve the pressure. You said, call him on a daily basis and my food should be weighed and measured. Doing it this way had quite an effect. What happens never gets old. Something occurred I didn't expect. It stopped the cravings cold. Yeah. You told me to get contentment. I should go to a weekly meeting. And you said that my resentments were at the core of my overeating. To tell you the truth, I had some doubts. It sounded a little bit nuts. Is this what it's all about? Is that why I stuffed my gut? You told me if I wanted to end the grief, this is something I must accept. If I was to achieve some necessary relief, I must do a fourth and fifth step. Looking back, it was quite a treat, and I think it saved my skin. I got me some resentment sheets and started filling them in. Writing my resentments was a serious task in tackling the problem, but I also had to ask, what was my role in them? As I was doing it, I began to see about something that I had hid. Why would someone be mad at me? Maybe it was something I did. Yeah. This was a revelation. And I think this was the key. I came to the realization the causes of resentment was me. If my daughter was mad, or a workmate was seeing red, it was usually me who did something bad, or something that I said. This turned out to be a corrective. As I worked to make things right, I was getting a new perspective. I saw things in a new light. But this is something else I found. If I was going to recover, I couldn't just write my resentments down. I had to tell another. Maybe it was a little outrageous. Oh, yeah, okay, thanks. Maybe it was a little outrageous, and I will tell you why. I had about 60 pages. My resentment sheets were sky high. Well, I met with my sponsor. It turned out fine. I assure you the relief it brought. We went over the resentments one at a time, occasionally offered his thoughts. Some of these resentments had languished for years. They were more powerful than it seems. They had generated enormous fears. They'd racked my thoughts and dreams. My sponsor laughed at some. I laughed along. What a great way of coping. To confess to someone that I did wrong, it's great to be out in the open. Telling someone your secrets is not routine. Most everyone would agree, but there's a feeling of coming clean, of finally getting free. What I was discerning was that overeating did not become me. By doing the steps I was learning, I was using the food to numb me. Rather than come to grips with the problems that I knew, I'd reached out for a bag of potato chips and maybe a pizza or two. I had a lot of that. It gave me superficial contentment. But all pizza did was make me fat. It did not solve my resentments. Having come clean that I was a jerk, admitting that I did offend, the resentment lists were the groundwork for making a lot of amends. Although it was laborious, amends, they can't be beat. There's something truly glorious about cleaning up your side of the street. It's been some 21 years since I joined OA. I've had many experiences, laughter and tears, but I'm grateful every day. I cherish the weekly meetings, so much benefit I've reaped. They've kept me from overeating, though I sometimes fall asleep. When I first showed up, it was going to be temporary. But you know what? OA is cheap therapy. It's helped me without fail. Following a food plan is a breeze. I no longer get on a scale and it says, one at a time, please. Doing the steps, they turn the tide. It did wonders for my head. And then there's the help on the physical side. Without it, I'd be dead. So if you're struggling and becoming unglued, and if you're wondering how to deal with the food, OA can empower us, restore us to good health. Almost done.
No, that's not.
Oh, okay. OA can empower us, restore us to good health, but we must first admit we're powerless. We need outside help. For some, that means that God's the one who gives us help and sustenance. For others, though, the group becomes our support in gaining abstinence. It's great to see you either way, filling up this room. We hope to see you on another day, in person or by Zoom. And so I'll end this elegy with just a few more lines and offer my apology for all these stupid rhymes. If food cravings have you in the throes, and if you're sick of diets, OA could be the way to go. I'd recommend you try it.